Mike Pavlichko on Central Jersey Sports Radio. South Plainfield with a 4-1 win over Old Bridge to split the series. And, well, they had something bigger than just earning a split today. First, Aiden McCarthy throws a complete game no-hitter, 9 strikeouts. And Don Macero becomes the all-time hit leader at South Plainfield with his 127th. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. And head coach Scott Gleichenhaus with us, too. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Hey, no problem, Mike.
Hey. Thanks for reaching out to us, buddy.
Congratulations on a great win. Let's start with you, Aiden, the no-hitter. Is this your first?
In high school, it's definitely my first. It's probably one of few I've ever thrown, if there's multiple.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we saw one last week, Connor Murphy, Edison, first one in high school against St. Joe's, and he did it 7 years after the day he did it in 10 and under ball. You know, and you're trying to, you know, think back in your memory where maybe a Little League or some other thing, but how did you let's start with this, right? Because, you know, it always begins like a normal game, right? How did you feel coming in? Anything extra special today? Feel extra good? What was it like for you?
Coming in today, this year I haven't really been throwing my best, so I was trying to get back on track, and I was just trying to get out of my head and just throw how I know I could throw. And so I just tried to calm myself down today, and after the first inning, I knew I was going to have a day. I felt good on the mound.
Did you earlier in the season just kind of come in maybe like just a little too jacked up for things? What is your take there?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you. I think a little bit was I was getting unlucky, but I think I just came in a little bit above my head, and I think I just need to calm down a little bit.
So you started to feel like it was a good day. And listen, nobody goes in thinking, I'm going to throw a no-hitter today. You know, I'm guessing that you didn't. But at what point during the game, and I know there were a couple of errors, you know, they got a run across, obviously. At what point do you start to realize in the game, you know, do you know it? Do your teammates know it? All that kind of thing?
I think I realized it after the first error. I think I realized it. But, I mean, the whole time I was just throwing how I was throwing the whole game. I wasn't really pitching for the no-hitter. I was just trying to get a win for the guys.
All right, so we'll ask Dom, and not about his hit record yet, but Dom, in the dugout, are guys kind of leaving Aiden alone, let him to his own thoughts? You know, you see in the major leagues, they let the guy sit, and nobody goes and talks to him, right? What are you guys doing?
Of course, it's a baseball rule. You never bring it up to the pitcher
when
they're throwing a no-hitter. Never. You don't want to jinx them or anything. So, yeah, we didn't say anything much. We knew he was going to have a day after the first inning. He was absolutely shoving. And, yeah, we backed him up with 4 runs.
But, you know, like you're getting to the 6th inning, do you change the subject to something else, or do you just kind of leave him alone and don't talk to him at all? Just let him kind of be in with his thoughts and stay locked in?
Stay locked in, yeah. I go in the dugout every inning, give him a nice slap on the cheek a little bit, tell him great job, and, yeah.
Let's go back to Aiden for a second. Final out and all that, what's going through your mind that last inning, and then everybody comes out and celebrates with you here at the end of the top of the 7th and when you get that win?
I was just glad we got the win. We've been a little bit all over the place this season, and I think this is a good way to start the week, and I think this is a good momentum builder. And obviously, when I realized I had the no-hitter, I was even more ecstatic.
And from no hits to 3 hits in the game, 3-for-4 for you, Dom, and you break the school's all-time hit record. And we kind of knew it was coming up, you know, to something that has, you know, creeped up a little bit, kind of got to get through, you know, obviously the first few weeks here to get to it. You know how within reach you were. Tell me, what was the hit that tied it? What was the hit that broke it? 126 and 127.
The hit that tied it, I want to say it was an 0-2 count, and I got a curveball over the plate. And I just kept my head down and drove it up the middle. And then the hit that broke it, at that point, I'm just feeling amazing at the box. And no pressure at all. I wasn't trying to think about it or anything. We had a great game going on. So, I think I had 2 strikes on me too, my last at bat. And, yeah, I roped on right back up the middle again.
You're a scrappy little kid, right? I mean, you're the special teams returner of the year in a big central, of course, in football. And we all know what you can do out in a football field. What about your, you know, your sense of how you play the game? I still get the feeling with all that you've done that you and kind of your teammates, and it rubs off on them a little bit too, have this like little underdog mentality, us against the world.
Yeah, I have to think a lot when I'm out there, so I do whatever I can, the best of my ability. I just go out there and have fun, especially this year. This year's already flying by fast, and this is my fourth year starting, and it went by in a blink of an eye. So I'm just out there with the boys, trying to have as much fun as I can, and just trying to play my best as well.
Scott Gleichenhaus, the head coach. You might have to invest in a couple of capes for your two maestros for today, because only Aiden got to wear it, I see. For those of you who don't know, South Plainfield's got a great, their great Twitter. It's the best Twitter account to me in anywhere in Central Jersey. All kinds of flowy writing about whoever did great that day. And usually some little graphic there. Somebody's got a cape and maybe they're dominating dragons or something like that. I don't know. But but in the photo you'll see on the website, of course, here, Aiden's got the cape. But, I mean, just two great ball players. First, talk to me a little bit about what Aiden was able to do today and what kind of pitcher he has been for you.
Yeah, the toughest part of the day was deciding who the maestro was. I'm still hurting over that decision because both guys were certainly deserving of it. Aiden, the bull, was awesome. Came out, struck out, struck their two and three hitters in the first inning. And you were at the last game on Friday. It just seemed like whatever they swung at, they were hitting. They banged the ball around the yard against us last Friday, off a good pitcher, off of Andrew Benna. So to see Aiden come out in that top first and get their shortstop striking out their shortstop on a 2-2 count, and then coming right back and getting their three batter. Looking, I just knew at that point it was gonna be. Sorry about that, guys. It was gonna be a strong performance by Aiden. And when we opened up the season against St. Joe's, I thought Aiden had great command of his pitches. I thought he did an excellent job. I thought he threw really well against St. Thomas. When we beat them last week, and a pitch here or there, a mistake pitch here or there, it happens. I thought he's been pretty solid for us all year, as expected.
And how about Dom, of course?
Dom's Dom. He's been doing it for since his freshman year. He's the one guy we always count on to get the guys going. Everybody looks to him. You're not surprised, because at this point it's like expected. You just know he's going to do something big at some point. And I think it's been, maybe our last four wins. If you look at what he's done in our last four wins, going back to the Woodbridge game, when he busted that game open with a ball off the fence, he did the same thing against St. Thomas. He did the same thing against Milburn, late in the top of the ninth, with a base hit to drive in the would be a winning run, and then again today, it's just your clutch, your guys who've been clutch for you in their career. You just know at some point they're just gonna help get the job done, help carry the team to victory.
Well, guys, congratulations. Aiden, of course, on the no-hitter. Dom, of course, on the all-time hit record. And to you guys both, and Coach and the entire team, on a big win for you guys today. Two straight as you head into a two-game set. Starts Thursday at East Brunswick, 4:15. Guys, congratulations again. Good luck. Rest of the way out.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.